Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Hello, the show. Welcome to a special mix. We have a special mix. This one brought to us by BDO Auto Loan. Thank you for sponsoring this mix. We have a sponsor, Rika G.
Yeah, yeah. But actually, it's going to be an interesting conversation today. We know it is a sponsored episode by BDO Auto Loan, but we did post something on our Facebook page that, you know, kind of have, we now have a conversation with our Lecce fans. So actually, before that, we just want to share what happened throughout the week.
Yes, a little mini where you been, because we recorded our regular mix a couple days ago, but we did do some stuff over the weekend. Well, I don't know about you, but my stuff was pretty chill.
Pretty wild.
Pretty, oh, okay. Oh, no.
Baliktad, baliktad.
Well, it could only be, you can only have chill or wild, right? I mean, what else can you have? What's in between?
Oh, my.
What's
I
in between
know.
Chill and wild? Nothing.
Nothing. You're
either, you had a chill weekend or you had a wild weekend. And so what did you do this weekend? You do anything fun?
Actually, I would like to say that this is my birthday weekend.
It is. I forgot. You know, your birthday's on my phone. I don't know I have your
Thank
birthday.
You.
You're the only one who's in my calendar. I don't know why, because I don't.
It's probably, I put it there probably.
I don't know why your birthday is in my phone. I don't have anybody's birthday on my phone.
Oh my gosh. You're I feel there. So special.
Yeah, you
but should. It is my birthday weekend and I would like to celebrate it for probably two more weeks because I am turning 30, you guys.
Ooh.
And I started celebrating last Friday. So I went out with some friends. And you know, when you're going out, obviously, you know, you treat your friends, do a good meal, you spend a little bit of money, a little bit of coins. But it has to stop somewhere. And I found myself at around probably like 11 p.m. I found myself talking to myself and be like, Rika, I think it's time to stop spending money. You know, money that, you know, it can probably be used for other stuff and not just drinks.
Right.
So I did. Actually, it wasn't a boring night because I did have a couple of drinks and, you know, we played some games, board games and stuff like that. So, I mean, I told myself, you know what? You've had fun. It was a really fun night. You don't need to spend some more. And I was like, I politely just said, guys, I'm going home. And thankfully, I'm with friends who were like, alam mo yung parang minsan magpapaalam ka sa friends mo, tapos sila lahat, boring mo naman eh. Parang... Orni mo naman, aalis ka na eh, di ba? Parang, thankfully, they weren't like that. And they were like, very respectful.
I feel like after 30, they get it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
They probably just don't get it. They want that.
They want it.
They like, want to do it.
Thank God. Shit. Thank God. Okay, I can bounce
Shucks.
Too. I can
I know,
bounce
I
too.
Know. Actually, alam mo minsan, parang, I don't want to be the first one to do it, but sometimes you gotta do it. You gotta be the first one to do it. But anyway, yeah, so I did say that I gotta go. And when I got home and I lie down in bed, you know, with my moisturizer and my serums.
Oh, you did your skincare.
Skincare. I was very happy with my decision.
That's good.
Yeah. Na parang, you know, I had fun, couple drinks. That's fine. You
nice.
Know, it was a fun night. So
Advanced
there.
Happy birthday. Going wild.
Why thank you.
Going
Why,
wild.
Why thank you. Going wild at a certain time of the night.
Right. Till 11 p.m.
Till 11 p.m. the curfew. But that's my where you been. Where
yeah.
you been?
Man, you know, as a speaking on behalf of those who have been 30 for a few years now, which is me, I don't go out. I mean, nothing wrong with going out. I mean, like
oh, yeah,
said, it's
yeah.
a good time. But I just did my thing at home. I stayed home. I played video games. I made a little bit of coin, too, though. I did some voiceover work. I did some voiceover work. I did have my hosting, which I mentioned last time. But so I made some money and I didn't spend that much money. So it's a win-win for me, you know? And I've been realizing that I have been enjoying my time at home, playing games all the time. Because I don't know, it just feels I'm happy doing it and it doesn't.
Yeah,
and I mean, I'm paying for electricity.
It's fun for you.
I guess electricity, but, yeah. you know, the cost of charging the computer versus a couple gin and tonics. I think the electricity wins out in this one.
Don't come for my favorite drink.
I love gin and tonics.
No, but actually, I mean, like, it sounds like it's fun for you, right? So I have a question for you, actually. Okay. It is my question of the day,
right?
If I can say that.
Sure.
Do you think a stable life equals a boring life?
Stable life synonymous to a boring life? Mm-hmm. You know what? For the longest time, I thought when I was younger, right? I wanted to be, like I said, you know, I wanted to have the wild nights and the going out all the time. But I don't know if it came with age or maybe with just more financial awareness. Mm-hmm. I don't know which one came first. Maybe both at the same time. But I realized that having a stable-ish routine mixed in with a little bit of instability is not so bad either. Yeah. But having a stable life, so to speak, is not necessarily boring. I was surprised. I guess it's a surprising discovery I made later in life.
I mean, it really depends on what kind of person you are, especially if, let's say, you grew up with a lot of, you know, like unstable situations,
right?
And like, you know, especially with family and money, and it can really get, a little bit rowdy, you know. But if you do achieve some sort of stability, I remember, I'm not saying that my life is super stable, but at one point in my life, I did kind of experience that. And then I felt a little uneasy.
Yeah.
Because it's something that you don't know. It's something you don't know and you haven't experienced before. But it wasn't boring. It was more like, parang ganon.
Yes.
Yeah, that's, I don't know how to describe it in words, but it's more like,
yeah, because, you know, when I moved out here to the Philippines, 2015/2016, and I came here really with not that much money. So I had to work. I told stories about it on the podcast before, right? About doing commercials and stuff and not knowing when the next project was coming. As much as I thought it was fun and cool to have that, like, I always say it and people always laugh at me, that struggling artist life, you know?
Yeah.
You know,
struggling
artist life, you're living with seven people, and I didn't live with seven other struggling artists, but you know what I mean? It was fun, but at the same time, you're like, darn, what do I do, man? Like, what's coming next? And only when I was able to find some sort of financial, at least for me, it came when I found financial stability that I realized that budgeting is like the big thing for me.
Yeah.
That was like the biggest change. I mean, I've always been, I don't know if I would call myself kuripot, right? Maybe. Would you describe
yourself?
Thrifty,
I have thoughts.
Care to share?
Yes.
With the class?
No. Actually, you may be kuripot in like some parts of your life.
Yeah.
You know, not with everything. But like, let's say you buying a whole computer. That's not being kuripot.
No. It was an investment. Yeah. It was an investment.
It was.
But yeah, just taking into account, like, now that I had more money coming in, I became more mindful of how do I keep this money here and what do I spend it on? Like, it has to be, I had to be mindful of what I was putting my money towards, because
that
was a big step. And it might sound boring to like the younger ones out there, you know, is like, because before when I was young, when I got money, I was like, let's go. You want to go shopping?
Yeah.
You know,
uh-huh.
The JC train is in town. Hop on.
Scary. No, actually, I would like to build off on that, because one of the ways that I feel like I kind of felt a little bit of stability in my life, which was a little bit, parang it doesn't make sense, but it does in my head.
Okay.
When I had a place of my own, because you know how sometimes when you do have that kind of money, because you have a job or whatever, you spend it on whatever you think of, diba? When you're young, diba? But I do remember when I got a place of my own, parang medyo na streamline yung money where it's gonna go.
Yes.
I know that it's going to go to my rent, electricity, water, food, groceries, and not just like, oh, you know, ano kumita ako this week, so let's just spend it on whatever.
Yeah.
Biglang every week or every time I get money, I would have to think about where this money would go. And for me, yes, for some people, it may be boring. But for me, I love having my own space. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It may have been like the smallest space ever, but it was my own space.
Yeah, and you control it, right? You control your space, which is a big part of, I guess, the road to stability.
Hindi, ikaw ba parang, would you say na when you had your car, feeling mo ba like naging stable ka? Mas naging stable ka?
Yeah, because especially here, lalo na sa Pilipinas, with the uncertainty of commuting in general, the public transport, which is, you know, in all honesty, it's not the standard that we would hope that it would be. Mm-hmm. Of course, hopefully we get there. But there were times when I had to leave hours ahead to go to to castings.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, traffic is a problem for both car rider or cars and for public transportation. But it's, you have to think about the routes. You know, if you go, you can't go from point A to point B most of the time, unless they're literally on the line of the transportation that you're taking, whether it's the bus or the MRT, you have to stop and then you're like, oh, I have to take another place here and then I have to get off here and then I have to walk here. But you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
that's how it works.
A to B. It's not A to B like you can with a car. So for me, it was a big change because when I first came here, I didn't have a car. I couldn't afford it at first.
Yeah, I mean.
But then once I got one, I realized that this was an investment worth putting, you know, it was worth investing in.
That's a really nice point. And we're actually going to talk about it later on. And of course, we are talking about BDO auto loan. But we do have Leche fans who actually shared their own experiences on how they kind of achieve stability in their life. And it's very interesting. And I kind of agree as well. So it's on our Facebook group. Let me just pull it up.
Here, I have one. Let me read the first one from Smeal.
The first one.
Smeal says, what is your tip for stability? Says balance. Well, sometimes you stress about it, right? So he suggests to calm down, prioritize pending tasks by listing, which can be done in a later time. So listed by important, urgent, or important and urgent. I mean,
actually,
what would make that third class, huh? Important and urgent, man.
That's like in bold letters, in red ink.
Yeah, true. But the key tip at the bottom of his comment says also make time to breathe. When things get overwhelming, stop doing stuff for 5 minutes. And you're a big supporter of all this, taking a step back, right? I know you always talk about it.
Yes, actually. I mean, like, obviously, it takes practice. You know what I mean? It takes practice to get to know your brain is getting overwhelmed already when you're thinking about five things at once. And then at the end of the day, wala kang magagawa. Kasi all you've been thinking of is just doing it. And then you're actually not doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then actually, minention ni JC yung ginagawa ko sa TikTok right now. It's called the Lucky Girl Syndrome. And then there's this sound on either Instagram or TikTok that you can use. And it says, I can get everything I want. Everything is in the right time and blah, blah, blah. Basically, it's just affirming that whatever you're doing is actually what you need to do. Where you are is where you need to be. You know what I mean? So, Sometimes it helps. I found it once in my FYP. And then once I liked that one, the next 10 right. videos were just like that. So you know what I mean?
Because a lot of videos go is, it's cuffing season. I need a big boy.
I know. Actually, I listened to it and then last Friday. I was like, the whole night I was out, I was just singing that song. But anyway, although, like I said, I mean, di naman tayo perfect na mga tao, di ba? Like, sometimes you really can't recognize...
Perfect ka, you always say that.
Perfect ka. But, you know, sometimes you really can't recognize that you're getting overwhelmed. So, actually, that's a pretty good tip, Smeal. You know, just breathe. Take a step back and breathe.
As coming from somebody who had to... I mean, I'm a pretty laid-back guy. But, you know, behind the scenes, man, I stress out a lot about things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I guess doing that, I don't know. I don't do it in the form that you do it, for example, like maybe using an affirmation sound that for me, it's more of kind of just, I'm a big daydreamer. So I like to daydream about like how to make my life better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so, that's kind of an affirmation.
Yeah. Right? I always think about, so back in the day, right, I would daydream about where I was, where I am now. So now I'm daydreaming mm-hmm. about where I want to be in the future. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right. So it's like, I guess it's like you, reaching for your goals in a sense.
Yeah, it is. It is.
In your mind.
But sometimes actually I was just I just saw a Facebook post about that. That
yeah.
sometimes you're dreaming about the position. You were dreaming about the position where you are right now. And then right now you're also dreaming of like the future, your future goals. Right. But sometimes mm-hmm. you forget to stay present.
Yes.
To actually think that, that day, this was all just a dream. This was all just, you know, my goal. But now I'm actually living it, you know. So that could also be like a tip for you to be stable. Na parang where you are right now, kind of be grateful.
Yeah.
I know it's a little bit, you know, it's a little bit out there. Na parang, oh, where you are right now, just be grateful where you are. Obviously, in reality, all we want to be is we want to be better.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's nice. It's nice to just like sit back and be like, oh, this is actually my goal before.
Yeah. Actually, that's a perfect seg to the other comment that we received on our Facebook group from Roselle, who says, make notes about schedules or ideas, because having it all in the head can be overwhelming and overblown. And you know what?
Oh, that, yeah.
Because like, I mean, the scheduling is great. You know, I never really thought about putting my ideas down like on paper. Like, I know I should do that more. I guess I do it in the form of podcasting with you and doing my own podcast as well. But having your ideas maybe visually written down or something, I feel like that could be a big help as well.
Yeah, definitely. And especially if you're in this type of industry, I guess, na parang, you know, in the creative industry, nobody's gonna, you know, wala namang magtitake ng minutes in your head.
Yeah.
Minutes in your meeting. Diba? Parang, all you need to do is just write it down. But ako, I fail to do that a lot, you know, like, actually, same tayo na parang, yeah, I could write my ideas down more often. But what I do a lot is actually schedule and putting things in my calendar. I have your birthday in my calendar.
That's a step.
But I have a weird attachment to my Google Calendar.
Mm-hmm.
It's like my safety blanket. You know what I mean?
Right.
If it's not in the calendar, it's not going to happen. And
oh,
I put even the minor things.
Go to the bathroom.
Hindi naman ganun ka minor, but it's more like check the refrigerator, whatever. You know what I mean? Like check.
Feed yourself.
Yeah.
Make sure there's food.
Breathe. But you know what I mean? If it, like for me, that's actually one of the biggest things in my life. If it's not in my calendar, it's not going to happen.
And
yeah, so
with that said though, I mean, there are people who might, if they heard what you just said, they'd be like, doesn't that seem so scheduled? Like so boring? You know what I mean? Does that ring a bell with you, or do you feel like it's actually not boring? Like it's, I mean, you said it, you have an attachment to it. So are you like having fun putting stuff in there?
I am. Yeah. I love putting things in my calendar.
Okay.
It makes me have fun in other aspects of my life, because I know that in that part of my life, parang scheduled, or it's more like, I know that it's going to happen. So at the very, get so ba na parang the fact na things are in my calendar, I can have actual fun in my real life. So I know na meron akong parang babalikan na calendar and be like, oop, I need to go here and I need to do this. I need to go to the grocery store. Para in my actual life, I can actually be kind of free.
Yeah, there's this one film. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's called About a Boy, starring Hugh Grant. And if you watch the opening scene, he talks about little pockets of his life. Like he allots time to do things. I mean, imagine my comedy then, because he says exercise. He's just playing billiards. You know what I mean? 1 hour.
I mean, it's
billiards.
A sport.
1 hour. Go shopping for something. And I was like, man, that's pretty cool. He's had his life kind of planned out in his day, rather. His day is planned out and he's happy doing it. Of course, if you watch the movie, you find out that his life gets shaken up. but for external circumstances. But yeah, I mean, so you said that you're talking about you put food in the fridge. So like all these things that require stability, which are important, mm-hmm. which is your daily living needs, of course, finances. I mean, for me, although I don't plan out my day as intricately as you, I do have all the pending projects that I need to get paid yeah. for, all the pending projects I need to still finish, all the voiceover work I have to get done, any hostings that I have scheduled. Sometimes I get inquiry, like, oh, by the way, inquiries are coming back, Rika G, hosting.
I know.
Yeah. So I have hosting inquiries like penciled in just in case I get it. You know, if they don't get a sexier, funnier host than me, then I'll probably get it. Right.
Where are you going to go? Yeah. I mean, you are, it's already here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm here, man. Just like, hit me up. Hit me up. So all of that there, you know, your home life, your job life, but also something that is important to note is your car is something that you have
your car life.
Your car life, in a sense.
You know what? I actually like that term because I remember when I had a car back in the Philippines, I did have a car life. I said, mm-hmm. It was such a different like aspect of my life aside from, let's say, my own place mm-hmm. or when I go back to my parents' house. Iba yung life ko pag nasa car.
Yes.
And you kind of need some sort of stability. Kasi, you know, what if, kunwari, in the middle of the road, diba? Wala kang matawagan or something, yeah. diba?
Mm-hmm. You need to have things planned out. And,
yes.
you know, like just rewinding a little bit, before I had a car, like we were talking about how we had to plan way ahead. But also to get a car, when I first got my car, like I had to think about, you know, how to pay for it, how much money I'd save, how much money I would save that I needed to save to get it. And then also I had to think about my expenses with the car, you know, because there's gas, mm-hmm. you know, gas is crazy right now. We're not going to sugarcoat it for you. Gas is crazy uh-huh. all over the place, but it's not impossible. And I think that's the message that we're trying to get out to all the Leche fans out there who maybe are thinking or dreaming of having their first car. It's a way to gain stability. You know, having a car is a way to have a little bit more stability in your life, but you also need to find a way to get there. And
yeah,
definitely. I feel like it's a thing that we can all achieve, you know?
Actually, if you guys listen to the pre-roll, we mentioned a lot of things there that you can actually, you know, get a hold of. And when you're going through this whole process, let's say with a BDO auto loan, you don't have to do it alone. That's actually like one of the biggest things for me. Because yeah. say you can actually, oops, sorry, that's my
that's
calendar,
your calendar,
actually. Oh, that's my calendar.
Perfectly timed. Is that planted? Is that your phone a paid actor?
No, dude, it is my calendar.
Okay.
You know, it says monthly check-in. Anyway, yeah, so actually one of the biggest things, like for me, it's super convenient because you don't have to do it alone.
True. If you look at the prices of new cars, they can be intimidating. But you know what's not, what's just as good as a new car? Pre-owned cars are just as good.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, a lot of people mm-hmm. even recommend maybe a pre-owned car is the best car to start with. If you've never owned a car before, starting with a used or pre-owned car, or as I like to call them, pre-loved cars.
Pre-loved yes.
cars. And if you find a good one, it's just mm-hmm. as good as new. And BDO, they offer low rates. And we mentioned earlier, fast loan processing. 24 hours, we could do. What can you do in 24 hours? Get a coffee.
Oh my gosh.
Get a coffee, and then you could probably get approved for a loan. You know, get a coffee.
That is...
chill out, yeah, play some video games.
And then you have a loan.
And then you own. Yeah, so just you have to just submit the complete requirements. It's really fast and it's really easy. And if you're worried, like we've been talking about, you know, Rika and I, we love money, right? We love saving money. And we've been talking about how we've been trying to be financially responsible. So if you're worried about depleting your savings, it's a big ticket purchase. We can't say that it's cheap or anything. Like there's no way a car is a small item. There are mm-hmm. options, right? What kind of options do they have?
Yeah, so they offer all-in financing where your loan-related fees, including your first-year motor insurance premium, can be paid together with your loan. Amazing, right? So on top of that, there's another option for your insurance is the multi-year motor insurance coverage where you can get big discounts on motor insurance premium for the entire term of the loan should you decide to get this option. And just don't forget that this is available for brand new cars only, okay? You can even manage your monthly payments by choosing terms that work for you, and you can get computations using their auto loan calculator to compare and check and find out what loan package suits you. So, you know, you have options, 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 baby.
So once again, All In Financing, inclusive of chattel mortgage fees and, of course, first year motor insurance. So you don't have to worry about that because it is something that you don't have to stress about anymore. And it's really great. And if you want to check it out, go check out the website as well, www.bdo.com.ph/autoloan. They have over 1,600 branches nationwide. Literally near me, Rika G, there's like five BDOs.
Five.
I can walk to five BDOs, right? And if you don't, but if you don't want to go in the store, just go online, to the branch rather, www.bdo.com.ph/autoloan and apply for your BDO auto loan now. And with that being said, that is the special mix. We hope you learned.
Thank you, guys.
We hope you were inspired to maybe consider getting a new car or a pre-loved car with the help of BDO Auto Loan. So thank you so much to the Letcha fans who also participated in giving answers on
how to
achieve a stable life and not make it boring, right?
Yeah. So always remember, a stable life is not a boring life, okay? You can get stability, but still have fun in your actual life.
And to everything that we discussed, if you want to check out the links, we have them in the podcast description for this mix. And any other announcements, Rika G? Anything you want to announce to the world?
I cannot wait for the next episode because we have Letcha fan mail.
Oh, we have Letcha fan mail.
Oh my God.
Yes.
I cannot.
We told you we were going to read it. We told you.
Oh gosh. Yes. So just email us. It's thehalohaloshow@gmail.com and join our Facebook page. It's the Halo Halo Show Letcha Fam group on Facebook. Okay. Thank you guys again for talking to us, participating in this discussion. And again, thank you to BDO Auto Loan. And that's it.
That's it. Shall we extra song?
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.